Two men, Jorge and Enrique Molina, shot dead, their bodies left by the river, a footnote to a well of misery in Mexico. No media reports on either side of the Rio Grande, here where Fort Hancock, Texas, and El Porvenir, Chihuahua, hug the Rio Grande, about an hour southeast of El Paso. But a huge stretch of the rusty brown metal wall that separates two countries goes right through here, before giving way to emptiness just west of town. Border security is not an academic discussion here.
He worked for me 5 years, and he was a very nice, honest person.
That's cotton farmer Craig Miller. He says one brother, Jorge Molina, a legal U.S. resident from El Porvenir, had worked at other farms on the Texas side. Now, Miller says people are speculating about why Jorge Molina was murdered.
The word on the street is that his brothers were involved in it, but he was clean. Nearly anybody that's been associated in drugs that in this area is dead.
When you're cut down in Mexico, it's said you die twice. First, you're physically killed. Then your character is assassinated. Both Miller and a woman who asked that her name not be revealed say that's just wrong, but inevitable when you live beside a long-established smuggling corridor or plaza.
It's different stories going around, you know.
The woman says something drew Jorge Molina to El Porvenir that day. She says she heard that he crossed over to settle something on behalf of either his parents or brother with people who may have been trying to kidnap all three.
When he got over there, he saw that they were taking the parents and the brother. And he decided, no, take me instead, you know, of my parents. So they let the parents go and they took him and the brother that they already had.
And my brother Street called me to tell me the sad story that their farm worker had been gunned down.
Elizabeth Rogers is the chief federal public defender of the Western Division of Texas. Her brother Street also employed Molina.
He had gone to the funeral with his brother-in-law, Craig Miller, and just said it was one of the saddest days because it turned out it wasn't a funeral for one. It was two of brothers both gunned down in front of their mother's house.
That's the way it is over there right now.
Gene Henderson's a former U.S. Border Patrol tracker. The murders have amped up the discussion on what constitutes a safe border against the backdrop of a Mexico where a new federal government's pledge to substantially cut crime hasn't been realized. In a tone strikingly similar to others you hear in borderland Texas, people are conflicted about immigration and the metal wall that runs through their yards. They say the wall does slow floods to a trickle, but that trickle never stops. And they say a wall wouldn't be needed were Mexico not swaddled in corruption.
And all those politicians over there, they're all on the take. And those little sicarios are the ones...
The killers, the sicarios.
The sicarios are the little killers.
The county commissioner here, Jim Ed Miller, says that, sadly, the killing of the Molina brothers doesn't jolt anyone.
It's not the first time this has happened, but it always happens in Mexico, not here.
Again, Craig Miller, who employed Jorge Molina.
The violence quit for a while until Jorge's murder, and I wasn't that concerned about it, but we are still armed.
What might sound strident to some, we are still armed, resonates with people living beside a gap in the wall, where undocumented crossings into the U.S. are a part of the landscape, and where violence in Mexico, and not for the first time in this part of Texas, has destroyed a family living legally in the U.S. For Fronteras, I'm Lorne Madelon.